Warning! The following is intended for mature audiences. It includes references to the use of illicit substances as well as crude humor. Listener discretion is advised. Tonight on the podcast, we honestly have no idea. We have lots of special guests who may or may not be stopping by the booth, but we hope that we'll be able to talk to a few people who we got lined up.
Yeah, because we're at Comic Palooza, by the way.
That's not a thing.
It is a thing. So we're at Comic Palooza, and you asked me who might stop by?
Uh-huh.
Well, let's just start with one. Let's hope Bella Cher shows up.
I'm sure she will.
Yeah, so she's number one on the slate. And right now we actually have a special guest that won I'm tired. Things are going on.
Our four-day Comic Palooza extravaganza mini-thon.
And we're not even through the second day yet. we had a contest for the golden ticket promotion that we were doing with Space City Nerd. To help to give people access to the VIP area and such at the Neil's Bar celebrations that are happening Friday and Saturday, which is last night and tonight.
Yes, at the Neil's Bar.
At the Neil's Bar.
On the Google.
Yeah. So, our winner, if you saw the video, we actually did a YouTube video. We pulled the ticket out of the Batman mask. Christina F.
Hi.
Yes.
I'm not Christina today, though. I'm Poison Ivy.
That's extremely true.
Yeah.
And actually, it's a lovely costume. Where'd you get all the pieces? Did you make all this yourself? Or?
In my closet, because, and I was just really excited because the rail opened up today, the light rail.
Right.
And, my best friend's downtown. So I got to ride the rail today with no pants.
Good. Tell me, what are the perks of riding the light rail with no pants?
Well, it was free today for everybody, so I didn't really get that perk. I figured, maybe under normal circumstances, I might ride it for free if I don't wear pants.
Could you have possibly been the first person to ride that section of the rail without pants?
I think I might have been.
That's awesome.
Impossible.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think, the conductor takes his pants off when he's, driving it around?
You know, I would do that, but I know those windows, they're not tinted, right? So if they were tinted, that might be something.
But you only ever see the conductor from here up.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. In fact, they may not be wearing anything.
Well, there goes my victory.
What I'm saying is, bring moist naps with you next time.
Right. Yeah, it might become a thing. You might see more and more people ride the rail without pants.
I'll stand. You can stand.
Yeah, just stand. Yeah.
Okay, so how are you enjoying the con?
I'm having a blast. So much fun. There's, amazing artists everywhere. The cosplay, people dressed up, and you know that they spent, blood, sweat, and tears putting their costumes together.
Oh, definitely.
So.
I was gonna eat this real quick.
Wait, I just realized how wrong I was. You didn't win the golden ticket promotion.
No, she
you
didn't.
Won the cosplay or the Comic Palooza contest where you got the 4-day passes for free.
I wasn't gonna.
And I just realized I just said that. We've been doing so much crap. I'm mixing everything together. Wow.
So have you been out to any panels yet?
No, not yet. I got off work late yesterday, so hopefully tomorrow I'm gonna be here bright and early.
So what you're saying is you've wasted your good fortune.
No.
Only a quarter so far.
Okay.
Because she wasn't here yesterday, right?
I came yesterday later.
Okay.
Once I got off work, I came straight here.
Awesome. Very good.
I didn't want to waste it.
Oh, yeah. Like we had said in the promotion, it's $240 value. So. Yeah.
Is nobody going to talk about the tremendous sound of bagpipes in our podcast?
You know what? I welcome it. I do.
The challenge?
Yeah, talking over the bagpipes?
So is this the only costume that you have planned for the con?
Yep.
Okay, what are you coming as tomorrow?
I think tomorrow I'm going to do Duel of Death.
Cool.
Probably for Monday, I'm just going to wear a really fancy business suit. And glasses and a badge and ask people about the Avengers Initiative.
That's a good play. I've seen a couple of them so far at the con. The cosplayers that really get into the character. I keep running across this, you might appreciate this, a Harley Quinn. And she has the voice down.
I love Harley Quinn. That's my favorite.
Oh, so awesome. It's her and then a guy we saw last year, we saw again this year, a Silent Bob. You remember that we...
I saw him earlier,
yeah, and he
too.
Won't talk.
Yeah. And he has the Batman jersey and everything.
Wait. Is he wearing a jersey? I know he's got a trench coat.
There's another one. Okay. He's dressed as Kevin Smith.
Okay.
But there's actually Silent Bob that's the trench coat.
Okay, I haven't seen him.
He's
yet.
Got this filthy movies hat. Yeah. I've never seen it clean. And we've seen him for at least 3 years in a row.
You guys want to
so I think he messed it up on purpose.
Okay, the way to get the piece
whatever
Greg.
You got that? All right.
Well, I think that we, I think we all got lucky. You got lucky because you won. We got lucky because we got someone who really appreciated the prize.
So excited.
So I think that's really awesome. And,
yeah, we just want to thank you for coming out. Thank you for entering. We really loved having you here.
Awesome to meet you guys. Thank you so much.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
You can't see it, but we're shaking hands.
Yeah. Visual stimuli.
Okay. Up next, we have another very special cosplayer guest. Now, I am unclear on how to pronounce the name. Bella?
Belcher.
Should there be an A in between those two ideas? Belcher?
No, it's just Belcher.
Belcher.
I've been saying it wrong all along.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
Like timeshare.
Yeah.
Sure.
But more.
Sure. Like Belle from Beauty and the Beast, and then Cher.
We're sharing our podcast.
Exactly.
Okay. All
right. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Got it.
Two out of three.
Oh, awesome.
But yeah. So. Go ahead, for those at home who may not have seen any of your stuff, don't follow cosplay very much, give us your whole slate. What do you do?
All right. I'm a costumer from Boston, and I've been doing this for 11 years. I make all my own costumes, and all the characters that I do are characters that I personally love, the characters that mean something to me. I read their stories, I watch the movies, and they connect with me on some level. So I make them, and I have a lot of fun going around in costumes. Conventions, and I love to teach people at conventions like this, like how to make their own costume, and I judge costume contests and have fun.
Do you judge them from afar, scowling?
So there's usually a bad judge, and I'm not usually the bad judge.
Like he plays the heel?
Right, right. Well, there's like a bad cop and a good cop, and I'm like the good cop.
Like you're not the Simon Cowell.
Exactly.
The other one.
Exactly.
Randy.
I'm Paula Abdul.
Paula's good, yeah.
I was going to say Bruno from Dancing with the Stars.
I'll take that, too.
That's my shit.
So yesterday we saw you in a Constantine outfit.
Yes.
Tell us a little about what the hashtag you had us.
So there was a show recently on NBC called Constantine, and it's based off of the comic Hellblazer. But they put it on in a death hour. They put it on Friday night, and although the show was great, like people really loved it, they canceled it.
Right.
So there's a hashtag going around, Save Constantine. So. Celebrities and all the fans of the show have really gotten, like William Shatner supports Save Constantine, he's saying Save Constantine all the time, and Steve Amnell, is that the Green Arrow?
Arnell. Yeah, he plays the Green Arrow. Yeah.
Yeah, he really wants Constantine to, because they're both DC characters, to do a crossover. Right, so I had a sign yesterday, I was dressed as Rule 63 Constantine, and I had the sign that said Save Constantine, yeah.
Rule 63, whatever there is, there's a Ginger Talk version of it.
Exactly, okay. Yep.
Very cool. and what are you dressed as today?
I am Black Cat, Alicia Hardy, Hardy Hardy.
From the amazing Archie comics.
Yes, exactly, yes.
Nailed it.
From the amazing Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Okay, so you said that you always dress as characters that you love.
Yes.
I know, I love Spider-Man, but I know precious little about Black Cat.
Oh, really?
So my question to you is, she seems to be Spider-Man's equal, his foil, his Catwoman, if you will.
Right.
But I understand she's not a metahuman. What makes her special? That she stands toe to toe with the mutant Spider-Man.
So she has been over the years. She has kind of not developed powers, but have kind of been given powers. She does have kind of bad luck properties. So not to her, but to other people, like jinxes, sort of.
So like fate just goes in her favor.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And she's worked with the Kingpin. Wilson Fisk. I didn't say that. And she's either a good person, she's a good guy, or not so good guy, depending on the day and how she's feeling that day. And sometimes she helps Spidey, sometimes she really gets in his way.
Yeah. And you made this costume, it's all original.
I did, yep.
So all the stitching, the
everything. Everything is made.
Okay. You studied the Joker too?
Okay, I didn't make the Joker, and I didn't make my shoes, I made the soles of them.
Oh, yeah, because...
So these are actually water shoes that I just... And that's what I recommend to all like Spider-Man cosplayers and whatnot, to buy a pair of like cheap water shoes at Walmart, $5, and just sew the sole right onto the bottom of the costume.
How many needles do you need to sew a sole of a water?
You can buy these curved quilter's needles that kind of, the curve helps go in and come back out real easy.
Yeah. So it's all by hand?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Well, the soles are. The rest is machine.
Sure.
Yeah.
How long would a piece like this take you to make?
This took about 15 hours, but some of my other costumes have taken over 100 hours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. For example?
For example, I did... No, that was too. And what I love about a costume like Constantine is like that was all under $20. I bought that all at Goodwill, you know.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah.
But
yeah. But like a costume that's taken over 100 hours, Diva Plava Laguna from The Fifth Element, the opera singer. Yeah. So I did all the prosthetic work, and I was over 8 feet tall and everything, and yeah. So. So I look like the diva.
Does something like that get worn a lot of times?
Not really, because it's big.
Right.
And so when I travel, I usually can't bring it to conventions like this, because it takes a big Tupperware to store it in. So shipping costs and then like airfare is really kind of jack you with the baggage stuff and everything. But so I wear that at Dragon Con usually, and this year I'm really excited because I'm going to do the Dragon Con masquerade.
Oh, really?
And so I'm going to come out and do the aria, and my friend is going to be dressed as Lilu, and she can do backflips and stuff. So she's going to be doing the fight behind me as I'm doing the song. So, yeah, and the dance, yeah.
Now, that's a costume I haven't seen here in action. Do you have any answer for the elements are in my tummy?
I don't, because I'd probably look pregnant if I had like a compartment to fit the stones in. So no answer for that, unfortunately.
Okay, so I didn't see you last year. Is this your first time here, or you've been?
This is my first time in Texas ever.
Wow,
yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
How do you like it?
Everyone's so friendly, and everyone's been talking about barbecue. I really want some good barbecue now. That's all I want.
Well, if you're staying at the Hilton, I believe there's Papacitos. There's a lot of Papa restaurants in town.
Yeah.
I think it's all the same. I think it's all the same company.
Tex-Mex sort of stuff.
No, it's just they do different types of. Like there's a fish one, there's the barbecue one. And so they changed the name slightly. I could be wrong. Somebody's going to correct me, I'm sure. But anyways, there's one attached to the hotel.
Okay.
That's attached to Convention Center.
Okay. That sounds great.
That is it.
And actually, there's also some great barbecue tonight at Neil's Bar.
Actually, there is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's that located?
That's right across the street. We're doing a big party with...
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, we're part of the Space City Nerd Network.
Okay.
And the Space City Nerd Network, with them, we are putting on kind of a party. We had one last night. We're going to have one tonight. There's a VIP area for all the people like you, who are guests, and things like that. So if you want to come down, it'll be a lot of fun.
That's great. Thank you, guys.
Now, obviously, you've done the con circuits further north.
Yep.
How does this one compare? Okay. Good, bad, we don't care. You can say anything you want.
It's great. It's a lot. This is one of the bigger conventions that I've done. I prefer the smaller conventions because you get to be more personable with people. You get to time to talk with people. And this one has, Comic Palooza has 30,000, 40,000 people.
Something like that. It's bigger than last year.
Yeah.
So it like 6,000 last year?
It was. Yeah, it's grown. Over the last 4-5 years, this con has grown to a big.
Times six.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is very big. It's great. It's very spacious, which I like. I like the aisles are really nice and wide, because sometimes aisles are really tight at some conventions. And this convention's been really great. Everyone's super friendly. Yeah.
Oh, you should go to the third floor. They're awful.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's this company called D3.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, which verbally abuses you and throws 20-sided dice at your head.
No!
He's joking. We're friends with the guy that works at D3.
They throw D4s down and make you walk on them. Yeah.
Oh, ouch. That sounds awful.
Okay. There's one thing I want to talk about, because you go to more cons than you just do.
Okay. I'll accept it.
One thing that I noticed on the docket that actually made the app, you can look it up on the Comicpalooza app, are Brony-specific events. Is that ubiquitous, or is Brony bigger down here?
Oh, boy, Bronies. You know, I've never seen a Brony-specific track on any of the other conventions I've been to. Maybe Dragon Con, but that's Dragon Con.
We did it, guys! Bronies is kind of specific to this region.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Great job, Texas. Great
job. My wife, Jessica, it's funny, we were been talking about this. I'll have her on the podcast to talk about it another time, but me and Zach were talking about it. She is a fan of Bronies. So she is a part of a fandom of a fandom.
Oh, she's a Pony Brony fan.
Yeah, Pony Brony fan.
Yeah. And I find that, well, I find it pretty fascinating. I know Zach does too, that she's actually a fan of specifically Bronies.
Yeah.
The whole thing is that, okay, now I'm not saying that there is any one way to enjoy what you enjoy.
Right.
Yeah.
But she doesn't actively participate. She's got no Brony shirts.
I don't think they make some.
Action figures of her favorite Bronies.
Yeah. Okay.
Did she watch the documentary?
Yeah, she did.
That's where it started.
Well, it started before that because I remember we went to a Space City Con, different con in Houston, and she saw a flyer.
Okay.
And it said Bronies. She's like, Bronies, and she got confused. And then like a light bulb went off, and it was like it got intense curiosity ensued. And then once you discovered there was the documentary, she was all over it.
Do you know what the female equivalent to Bronies are? Pegasus.
Yep, Pegasus. Yeah.
Which I think, I understand that Bronies is more unusual, and that's why we cling to that term. But Pegasus just has so much more music to it.
Yeah, it has a ring.
I'd rather be a Pegasus. Oh, I mean, I guess I am.
A Pegasus?
No, not. No preggers, no pregger ponies, no.
Oh, no.
That is so a term.
Don't look it up on Google. Don't Google
I'm not.
It.
I am certainly not going to do that.
No, 2 years max. Somebody's going to have their Facebook pregnancy announcement going from Pegasister to Pregasister.
You know, this might have happened.
Did we just make a thing?
No, I hope not. I think I hope to God that this would have happened without us. I don't want to think that we put that into the world. Now it's going to happen.
Okay. Speaking of cosplay, which we're not speaking of, you just happen to be doing it.
Segway!
No one can tell. What do you think about Supergirl on CBS?
So, okay. Let me preface this with, I'm not a DC.
Okay.
So I haven't seen the Supergirl. Well, he's Vertigo. He's Vertigo. And he's one of the more believable characters of DC. But he's a more believable character as far as DC goes. So sure. I haven't seen the new Supergirl trailer yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was telling Zach, somebody I thought put it very well when they said it felt like...
Fresh Velvet.
No, it felt like Devil Wears Prada meets Superman.
Okay.
And that really does sum it up.
I'm not really curious.
Yeah, that's really what it looks like.
Okay.
And there's been like a lot of things controversial, I guess, in quotes, in comics. It seems to be a big divide. You really like it or really hate it.
Okay.
It seems like the way it's going. So
yeah.
We'll see. But I remember, I hope we're not keeping you too long.
Oh, no, you're fine. Yeah.
I want to make sure. Just double checking. But yeah, that's my input on Supergirl.
Okay, I just had a question.
Okay.
Because everything that I've seen of Supergirl suggests that she is just girl Superman. There's nothing special about her. I could be way off base. I mean, there was some Galatea stuff that was happening with the clone and stuff like that, but that seems to be a satellite issue to Supergirl as a narrative. And so I've just never found her very interesting.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I like Power Girl, personally. Like,
she's Supergirl from another reality.
Right, or they call her Superman's cousin sometimes.
Well, wait, is she Earth 2?
Yes.
Okay. That's the older Superman's world. He's got the gray
right here.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
but I like her snark. I love her personality. You know, she's not a female Superman, you know. She's got her own.
Yeah. She's a female Captain Marvel.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I know. I had a question.
Craig, a sister pause.
No.
Your hand's very sweaty now.
Yeah. We had to get our equipment from a car
that was many
about
blocks
8 blocks away.
So I'm actually trying to keep my distance from you because I don't want you to smell me. I hate to keep saying that, but it's true. I said it to our last person. What are you
pointing at? Go on.
What do you got?
Nothing. I was messing with you.
Okay. No, I did have a question. I came to a realization today. I was walking around. No, sorry, it was yesterday. I was talking to a friend of ours, and we were walking by another cosplayer's booth, female cosplayer's booth.
Yeah.
And she was there, and it was a one-on-one conversation with her and this guy, right?
Yeah.
And I automatically started thinking, this guy, I don't know him. But aesthetically, he looked like he had a Creek factor.
Sure.
And so I started wondering out loud, and I talked to her. I was like, that's gotta be awkward. And then I started thinking about like all female cosplayers probably encounter at least every once in a while.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I think there's just like with geeks. I mean, some of them are socially awkward. You know,
that comes with territory.
Yeah.
And I really and I don't want to really dive into that specifically, but what made me wonder is, I'm wondering if like people like you that do it, they seem to do it very well, and you go to a lot of cons and you have a lot of fans. Is there, before you started doing this, like, I'm assuming you do it full time. I don't know if that's true or not.
I don't make a living off.
Okay.
This. Yeah.
What I was wondering is, in your past, do you have a past where you've done a lot of customer service type work? Does that help you prepare you for those type of things?
Not at all.
Does it just take practice?
I don't know. Like, if you had told me 5 years ago that I'd be doing this, I would laugh in your face. Or like getting up and doing public speaking, like doing the panels where there's like 300 people in the audience, I'd be like, oh yeah, you're crazy. Yeah, that's real cute. No, cosplay has just grown so much over the past even 4 years. It's pretty nuts. And
that's fantastic.
I don't know how I've gotten the fan base, I guess. I don't even know what to call it, that I have. I feel like it's a fluke. I don't know. I don't know how to do it. I'm a nice person. Well, thank you. But I just roll with it. I just try and be nice to everyone, and that seems to work out pretty well. But, like, it does start to be kind of a problem, and like if I'm around friends, and I don't know many people in Texas, I don't really have friends down here, but we have like little signals that we'll give to each other. Like if there's a guy who is not taking the social cues very well, and then we'll be able to, because it's difficult to say to someone like, okay, you've been here for about 20 minutes now, just talking.
Yeah, especially when you're the one at the booth.
Yeah, and you're kind of trapped there. So, but I don't think there's like socially awkward people, and then there's creepers.
Right.
And I think a lot of people mistake the two sometimes. But socially awkward people, they don't mean harm. They don't mean wrong. They just don't know. And
That's something that I kind of...
Just gotta be patient with them, yeah.
That's something that I kind of grew into over the years. Growing up, I was always around, you know, a lot of nerdy people.
Yeah.
And I always thought that there was, like, a sect of them that, like, just didn't like me. And I learned later on that, you know, they're just not very good at expressing themselves.
Yeah,
and
that's
always the big hurdle. Now, there's a question I'm going to steal from Johnny.
Go ahead.
Huh? Johnny was curious. You sell prints at your booth.
I do.
What's your best seller?
Probably, in person, it's probably Lady Deaths, but online, it's Goblin Queen. And I don't think people, like, they're probably embarrassed to buy that in person. But everyone likes Lady Death. Like, women, men, it doesn't matter. Everyone loves Lady Death, yeah.
Okay, where do you get your photography done, or is that all you again?
No, I have multiple friends who are photographers, and so if they see me in a costume, or we know that we're going to be at the same convention together, we get together, we take a couple shots, and I'm just very fortunate to know some really talented photographers. I actually live with my best friend and my roommate. He's a great photographer, so some of his work, Robin's Studio, Photography and Fine Arts, and he takes some fantastic photography. And so he's been helping me. We're actually making a book together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we're doing like exclusive shots just for the book, and hopefully that'll be done by the end of this year.
That'll be really cool.
Yeah, thank you.
How do we get a hold of any of your stuff? The book.
You can find me if you do an internet search for Belcher, BelleCherE. Just you'll find me on Facebook, on Twitter, on Tumblr, all that good stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we wanted to get that out. We still have time if you have time.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. One thing I'm always curious about is what is the costume that you feel currently is too ambitious for you?
Ooh. Okay, so I have a dream costume, and it requires a lot of space, which I don't have, a lot of money. It's the Queen of Blades from StarCraft.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not familiar.
Well, I
Kerrigan, her name is.
Okay. I'm not super familiar with
StarCraft.
Yeah. Wait a second. Does that mean it's time for a patented
warlock? Let me get my question out. Okay, so the reason I think I know this is because I believe that Dwight dressed up as this character on an episode of The Office.
Really?
Yes.
Does she have
like spider type things coming off?
She's got like wings. They're kind of like bone wings and. She's got a heck of a wingspan.
Okay. And there's supposed to be blades
she's
on
kinda,
it.
She's got like dread, but they're kind of like bone dreads.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, and her kind of greenish tinted skin.
Yes.
Yeah, and it looks like bony kind of armor all over her.
Yeah, the quote that in the episode that was that he had blades on his whatever was coming off his back.
Yeah.
And the costume looked really dumb to everybody. And he's like, well, they made me take the blades off because it was
okay.
At worst.
Okay.
Right? So that's blades, or sorry, that's Dwight's kind of shtick that he, you
yeah.
looking at right now?
Okay.
That's it.
Mortal Kombat X ripped her off. That's Deborah.
I don't know. Who came first?
She came first.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Deborah's like a month old.
Yeah.
Oh, Mortal Kombat X.
Yeah.
Right. I'm hoping to do so. My next costume is going to be Sindel.
Really?
Yeah. So, looking forward to doing that.
Any plans about how to get your hair prehensile?
So, yeah, right. Well, I don't think that's going to happen, but it's going to be pretty tall. Like, pretty tall hair, yeah. I'd like to be able to float too, but I don't think that's going to happen either.
No.
Dave, we could rig up.
Just. Throughout the convention, that would be great. Yeah,
just
like a zip line thing. I'll just be like,
I think that we need to get working on that Kickstarter right now. That's going to require some stuff.
Some doing.
Yes.
What are the perks? We'll try not to hit you as we zip line.
Yeah.
No, I will try and hit you.
Fatality.
Die like a legend.
Yes.
All right. So, tell us about competitive cosplay going on at the con. Are you involved with it?
So last night and tonight I'm judging the craftsmanship portion of the costume contest where the cosplayers come in and we turn over seams and everything. We quiz them on how did you make this, why did you choose these materials. They need to bring in reference pictures to show us of them making it, you know, proof of the progress and everything. And then we judge pretty harshly on that. You need to make at least 90% of the costume.
Okay, so you said they have to bring proof, pictures of the
of them working.
It.
Yeah.
Have you done this before?
Yes.
Have you ever encountered someone trying to fluff it with Photoshop pictures?
No. People are pretty honest. People are pretty nervous, really.
Sure.
Yeah, when they come in like I said, I'm a good cop, and I try and get people to relax and everything, and I'm pretty encouraging because. Sure, yeah, you're there to be judged, but you don't want someone to say you suck or anything like that. You don't want to be judged too harshly.
Yeah, you don't want anyone to tear you down.
Yeah, I want people to continue doing what they're doing, just to make it a learning process.
Constructive criticism.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then tonight is the big costume contest. And so there'll be two portions. There will be the people who just want to show off their costume, like walk on the stage, walk off, and then the craftsmanship portion, which we've already prejudged.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So are you going to be going as Black Cat?
Yes.
Tonight?
Yep.
Okay. Gun to your head. Or
not? Not a real one.
Yours or otherwise.
Okay.
Best cosplay you've ever seen.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I saw last year at Rhode Island. Oh gosh, there's so many. Okay. Well, one of my favorites. Last year at Rhode Island Comic Con, someone dressed up as MODOK. Yeah. So it was large.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Large circular with, and he could move the mouth, and he was like, "Captain America, I'm gonna come and get you." But for the stage portion, he was dressed as MODOK. He got up on stage, and he's like, "The only thing that could be worse than MODOK," and then he steps out as the Red Skull.
With, what?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, with the cosmic cube in hand, and so he won the master's portion of the costume contest there, and it was just crazy. It was great.
I'm amazed at your description. How did you not lose your mind?
We did. The whole audience did. Everyone lost their mind. Yeah.
That would bring me to an interesting point. Can he enter that same costume next year?
No, he could, but we know that he's already done it and he's won something, so we won't give him another prize.
Yeah, I've always wondered that, because if you've got a stellar costume,
right?
You go to one con, if you don't travel much, you go to one con a year.
I mean, he could wear it around for sure, but
for contest sake,
it's nice to give other people a chance.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. I've also seen a fantastic
Thor.
I've seen some pretty great Thors.
No, Fantastic Four.
Oh, Fantastic Four.
You said fantastic. He finished your sentence with four.
Yeah.
But sorry.
We still have shirts.
From Hellboy, the winged.
And medium.
Oh, what's his name?
The Pale Man? No, that's
with the eyeballs all throughout the wings and everything. Yes, and he was about like 9 feet tall on stilts and everything. And everything was like, he had like the ribs and everything. That was fantastic too. That was in Cincinnati Comic Expo. That was a lot of fun. Yeah.
See, with something like that, I feel like there's so much of the con that you can't do.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. He can't walk around. He like parked himself. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, we also I see it a lot. Like especially if you go to our Renaissance Festival here in Texas, it's like the biggest in the country.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And there's guys you see there.
Right. I'll make some space for you.
Every year they do the same thing. Like there's guys who's a centaur every year, and it's ridiculous. I'm like, he can't, and he hardly moves around.
Is there someone in the butt?
No. He.
That's sorry. That's
no. No. No.
Yes.
No. That's a good question.
That's
actually.
Awful.
So he just stands in the front end, and it's just, he's almost as big, I wouldn't say he's as big of a horse, maybe a small horse.
Little Sebastian?
Little Sebastian!
But those costumes, they come with a lot of restrictions.
Yeah, yep, yeah, for sure.
This is a question I don't ask often, especially lately.
Ooh, I get a good one.
Belle Cher.
Yes.
What you drinking?
I'm drinking a whiskey and Coke, Jack and Coke.
Jack and Coke.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Someone gave it to me. I hope it's okay. I know.
It's okay. We'll watch.
I look at it. It's half gone already. I'm like, oh.
You're probably safe.
Follow me on this one here. Jack and Coke.
Yes.
Jackson Pollock. Splatter Arts.
Star-Lord.
Loose Patterns. Rate that drink on a scale of 1. To the magic 3D eyes from the 90s where you had to blur your eyes out in order to see the magic picture. A scale of 1 to that.
Oh, man. Oh,
that
shoot.
Being the best, 1 being the worst.
I'd say it's decent. It's oh, man. I'm trying to remember the Mallrats quote. Damn it.
Oh, shit, I don't know. I haven't seen Mallrats enough. I really couldn't tell you.
Where he's staring at the magic eye thing, like, all day, and the kid comes. It's a schooner.
That's right.
It's a schooner.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a schooner. Yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
You didn't even know that was a yes or no question.
Right.
You didn't know you could get it wrong.
True.
That's mine.
You are wrong.
I'm glad he asked you that. He usually asks me that.
What? Oh, what time is it? Okay.
We've had you for about 30 minutes.
Okay.
So if you want to head out, parting word, Or if you want to stay.
I've got to.
That's fine. Thank you. Yeah. I was just
going to give the lady options to not speak.
You know what? We're releasing her.
Okay, I'm out of here.
That sounded even worse. Oh, fuck.
Help me, guys! Help me! Yeah. Well, they've got me tied to the chair. They're going to put me on the tracks.
But thank you very much for coming.
Thank you very much, guys.
My pleasure. Do you want to slate your online stuff one more time so everybody knows?
Sure, yeah. You can find me at Bellshare. Just type in BELLECHERE, Google it, and you can find me. And I make costumes for other people, so if you're interested in making and dressing up and having fun at a convention, just send me a message.
Awesome.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Did you get pause before?
Yeah.
No. Pause. Don't. Okay.
Bella Cher, everybody.
Yay.
Okay. Now, we're actually running a little short on time. They're going to push us out of this booth pretty soon, so I think it's actually time to say goodbye, everybody.
I just said I was going to tell a story.
I was trying to make a segue where you were like, wait.
Why would you attempt that without prompting me? Anyway, I got a story. Okay, public apology to Ming, because Ming Chen of the Comic Book Men, because we were hanging out with him and we got a little drunk and there were some incriminating pictures of some weird stuff we did that I'm not going to get into, but I shared those pictures with Mike Zafsik today and he promptly told me that he was going to take those and give them to Brian so that they could riff on Ming. So if you got a razzing Ming, it's my fault. I'm sorry.
Okay. Now is the time to say goodbye, everybody.
I guess.
Okay. You're probably going to get this sometime after the comp, but I hope that everybody had a fabulous time here at Comic Palooza. I know that we did. Thank you very much to all the comic book men, Bella Cher, and of course the amazing staff here at Comic Palooza. Don't forget to check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Instatag, Sodagram, and Cheapsmith. And now I think it's time to say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
Okay, Riz, when did you get here?
You stay, Riz. I'm Captain J.
Boom!
Would you be opposed to laying them like eggs? Uterus is not a bad word.